Dunaldin, continued Johnny, was a titular prince of Scotland, named, he thought, after this very rock, Dunedin. He controlled the pilots, or could control them.
Dunaldin and you control the pilots,
the chief of the Campbells corrected him. Johnny told them that this legislative body controlled the pilots, and the war chief of Scotland controlled all effective troops, omitting only the Brigantes. So in actual truth, it was this body that controlled the planet. If his argument prevailed with them, they should pass confidential resolutions to this effect and then make dispositions as they saw fit. They discussed it a bit, and then so resolved it. Sir Andrew McNulty was to carry out their wishes with the tribes. Sir Robert was to execute their directives in the military sector. And due to the peculiarities of the situation, orders from the American governing body were to be ignored without creating suspicion. The American body had supported enemies of Scotland, enemies with whom Scotland had a blood feud. The present emergency required emergency actions. It was what Johnny wanted. Sir Robert then got up and described the spread-out character of the few people remaining on the planet, and put forth the principle that one must collect the population into a minimum number of strong points that could be defended. He had a plan that would do this. They wanted a summary of the situation as the MacTyler saw it. Since the MacTyler was part of and a member of every clan, and for innumerable other reasons, his estimate would be valued. Johnny privately had hoped to have further word from America before meeting such a question. So much depended on what Turl was doing, and there seemed to be a long blank period in which he had heard nothing. He was not going to give some of the data he needed to this body anyway, for he wanted no chance of leaks. But this body had quite a role to play. He rose and told them, A, they did not know for certain what had happened to Cyclo, and there was some possibility of a counterattack. B, the visitors were a heavy threat. He did not know why they were holding off, and it was worrisome, but they were buying time with it and must be ready and should work fast. And C, the primary concern was the preservation of the people of Earth. They were not just endangered as a race. They could quite abruptly become extinct. They thanked him and passed Sir Robert's plan. They were very sober. There was other business. They called in Dr. Allen, who was deeply involved with Federation tribal movements. In his opinion, it was a danger to combine tribes and bring them too close together, due to the fact that their immunities to various diseases might have diminished. The tribes had long been separated from one another, and epidemics of smallpox or typhoid fever and other diseases could occur. He had several assistants. He had been flying about doing what he could. He had read all available man texts on vaccination, inoculation, sanitation, insect control, and such matters, and they had prepared serums. He wanted two measures. The first was compulsory isolation of every person who seemed to have signs of illness. The second was compulsory inoculation and vaccination. He was getting excellent cooperation from coordinators and tribal chiefs, but he wanted his program made official. The chiefs passed it as a Federation directive with their approval, and the order was to be issued by Sir Andrew McNulty.